And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Senator Chad Barefoot recently touted the news that Site Selection magazine says North Carolina has the second best business climate in the country. The inference, of course, is that all those tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy in the last few years are paying off, and that North Carolina has turned the economic corner. It's the Carolina comeback. But left out of Barefoot's comments was the fact that in 2010, that's the year before Republicans took over the General Assembly, Site Selection magazine said North Carolina had the best business climate in the nation. Republicans brushed aside the ranking then, saying it didn't mean anything. The taxes were too high and regulations were too restrictive for business leaders to consider North Carolina a place to relocate their company. But not only was the state ranked first in business climate 5 years ago, the magazine also said then that North Carolina ranked first in a survey of business executives, too. So maybe we didn't have to slash funding for education, roll back environmental protections, and give huge tax windfalls to the wealthy after all. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.